Happy birthday to you. I don't care. Good luck. Christopher Cody, I've known you since you were a young boy. And even though the audio on this might not be good, this is a heartfelt, sincere birthday message that I am sending you right now on my phone while driving illegally with video after doing groceries, because I don't really have time in my life, because ever since we left ESPN, which was caused by you, my life has been a total insanity. But happy birthday to you. I'm so pleased to have the responsibility of you and your father and many other employees, so that I may have many happy birthdays of kids and grandkids, people that I've known since they were little and who are now big, and who have aged on the job, because I told them not to choose this as a career. That's a terrible choice. Choose is the word that I was trying to use there. Terrible choice. But you've chosen it, and because you chose it, we now all celebrate, gathered around, loving you, happy birthday style. And your dad makes me work for you on your birthday by making a video for his podcast, as your father makes me work for him, as if I'm not doing enough of that already. Happy birthday, Christopher Cody. You have been a very valuable addition. You have surpassed all nepotism. You are a wonderful team player. You are somebody everyone in our universe likes, and I don't mean fans of the show. They don't like anything, but people in our small group who have all sorts of little petty gripes and dysfunctions that families have, everyone loves Chris Cody, and that's a tribute to you. And I'm happy about everything we've been able to do together over the years, and it's been a real pleasure to see you grow as an adult. But this has gotten too syrupy and too long, and I think you should hard network out me here.
This is the Greg Cody Show with Greg Cody.
Pardon it.
Here's your host, Greg Cody.
You can hear in Greg Cody's voice that he was up till two, four, probably up till three, writing about the game after.
Yeah, I went to bed slightly before three, and it was a gruel, a grind.
At this point, I'm just happy he woke up alive.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am too.
It was questionable.
I know. It's crazy.
Well, Chris, this is your birthday weekend.
Oh, boy.
So we've got something for you. Let's go ahead and get that started.
Wow. What could it be?
This is the Greg Cody Show with Greg Cody, birthday roast of Chris Cody.
Oh, my God.
With your roast master, Brad Williams.
Oh, my God. What is happening right now?
And roasters, Greg Cody, Sarah Spain, Billy Gill, Roy Bellamy, Erlene Cody, Christy Cody, younger son Michael, Israel Gutierrez, and Colin McIntosh. With pre-recorded messages by Alex Benson, Stu Gatz, and a very special appearance by Uncle Dick. It's the Greg Cody Show birthday roast of Chris Cody, brought to you by Sheets and Giggles. And now, please welcome your roast master, Brad Williams.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the birthday roast of Chris Cody. Chris looks very excited to be here.
A boast.
Chris, this looks like a surprise to you.
Where's my wife? I heard my wife in there, and that scared the shit out of me. I was like, where is she?
Where's my wife is a question that you have asked very frequently, so no one is surprised that that's your line. We have a stellar lineup for you, and by stellar, I mean absolutely horrible. I was told about this lineup 5 minutes before the roast started. So if I don't have jokes for you, just know that that's Yeti Blanc and his expert planning, okay? I was told about two people. Billy Gill did not know that this was a roast, okay? Good. So this will be like a normal day at work for you, Billy, okay? Where you don't know what's going on, and at some point you will probably ruin it. Let's go. All right. So I'm supposed to roast everybody, but really, like I said, I didn't know what the dais was going to be. And really, even if I knew what the dais was going to be, looking at the faces, I still wouldn't know anyone on the dais. So let's get to it. Chris, you fat redheaded blob. Oh. You look like Carrot Top, the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. Chris, you've tried hard to lose weight, but the only thing you lost was your job at ESPN.
That's fair. That's fair.
Recently, Chris, you bragged about losing 5 pounds, and that congratulations. I did not know your hair weighed 5 pounds. Good God almighty, your hairline looks like it was drawn on by Michael J. Fox.
It's a roast. It's a roast.
It's a roast, people.
My mom's here.
Your mom's here.
Yeah, okay. She's going to get in on this.
Like she doesn't have details about you. She found your crusty socks. Okay. I don't know if you guys know this. This is true. Chris has been texting me. He wants to try stand-up comedy. That's what he wants to get into. I'm just here to say the only successful stand-up you have done, Chris, is after a meal. Chris, the only thing that has held up a worthless body more than your ankles is Dan Levitard to your father.
Ouch.
Now, Chris has showed the American way of you can fail up. This I don't understand. Chris, ESPN fired you, and what happened is the entire show left, and you got $50 million. Drafting $50 million. You always fail up. You're like Donald Trump with worse hair.
Come on. Yeah. How worse? Yeah. Equal.
I now more people are being added to the dais. There's so many losers on this dais. Really, the only thing impressive on this dais is Sarah Spain's tits.
Whoa,
fair and true.
They're real and they're spectacular. All right, looking around trying to recognize people. I see Izzy Gutierrez is here. Izzy, I really don't want to say anything bad about you. I'm kind of a fan, so this is kind of a cool introduction.
Well, thanks. I thought you said Sarah Spain's kits, like the soccer kits. Now I get it.
Also true.
But I am a fan of Izzy. To give you an idea of how good of a writer Izzy is, his greatest contribution to sports journalism is his abs. Miss Cody, you freckle-faced douchebag.
Wait a minute. You can't leave your own roast.
Wait, Chris got up during his own roast.
Chris left his own roast.
Wow.
Chris, you don't have to record this for content. We're already doing that.
He apparently has someone coming over to give him a quote on paving his driveway.
Oh,
what?
It's serious.
Did he ask
for left
Roy?
Your roast for this? I have other jokes. Good God. Okay. I can't do them now without Chris.
He's just roasting himself at this point by scheduling other things during his job, which feels like he's been doing the entirety of his career. He's never really all there.
Thank you, Sarah Spain. Picking up the slack. I like that. This is so weird. You left his own goddamn roast.
So ridiculous.
This is pretty much the same professionalism that he shows on the show. Yep. So
if I can borrow a line from Chris, how's this going?
But who will combine words together once every hour and really earn their paycheck?
No kidding.
Yeah.
This seems like not a quick thing he left to go do also.
Well, that's what I would think, but
he did tell us BRB LMAO, so
yeah.
That really helped matters,
That's also what he wrote to ESPN when he got fired.
He says laid off, not laid fired.
Off. Yeah, nice. Laid off.
That's nice. Laid off the entire show.
Billy, did Greg really not tell you this was a roast?
He said if anyone would like, maybe send like a minute long message to roasting Chris, but I didn't know it was like a full.
With a professional comedian?
Yeah.
He said he's coming after Brad. Brad, you're opening, right?
Yeah, I'm opening. So all you guys have 10 minutes of roast jokes ready to go.
I have 10 seconds. I have one line.
You have
one full page.
Is it "You came from my penis"?
Yeah. That's it.
As big of a roast as possible.
Way to steal my material, Sarah.
Greg Cody has one line, so he's doing the same amount of work that he does on the Levitard
That's
show.
That's right.
That's correct.
He's literally just going to say, baby.
Baby. I don't have a back in my day here either, so we're consistent with that.
Oh, that's too bad.
Mrs. Cody, how often does Greg say only have 10 seconds?
You mean which day of the week, or how many?
I mean, Mrs. Cody, you're a lawyer, so how much are we being billed for this?
you guys can't afford me.
No, that's true.
Corner office, very impressive view.
That is.
Yeah, we can't even afford to give Chris Cody a good quote on a driveway, apparently.
If he's looking for a good quote, I hope it's not Sergey Bobrovsky there giving it to him. Roy, you got to admit, Sergey's a great goaltender, does not give great quotes.
No, he does not give great quotes at all.
We're talking Panthers?
Talking you, Chris, and then you walked away.
Well, look, I didn't know this was going to happen. I told the crew I had a guy coming. Like, here we are. We can just pretend it never happened. Just
I had such
everything.
A good roll going. Okay, let's get back to it. Chris Cody, you freckle-faced douchebag. You have so many freckles. The only thing spottier than your body is your work ethic, as seen by the example of you just left a roast to get a quote on a driveway. Chris, I heard you were curious about what makes you you. So you sent your information to 23andMe. And it turns out you're 100% nepotism. I'm glad that you're on the Levitard show, Chris, because obviously the Levitard show has a diverse group. There's men, women, black, white, Latin. And frankly, Chris, I don't know what you are. I don't know. I think if I had to guess, I would say you're a pimple. You're red on the outside. You're white on the inside. And if a woman sees you near their genitals, they scream.
Wow. Swimming?
What kind of scream?
And I don't know, you guys probably all know this. In doing some Googling, I just found this out. Chris, your wife is hot. Oh, wow. What the hell? How did you pull that off? You're fat and red. How did you do this? It looks like you identify as a stop sign. Your penis probably looks like a squished red hot candy.
Oh, man. Oh.
No. Who knew? Who Not knew squished. She would who, who knew she would marry you after your opening line was, "Don't you know who my father is?" How is your wife that much more attractive than you? Is she blind? I'm very curious. Is she blind? Because apparently your house can afford a highlight team, but not LASIK surgery. Chris, a famous bit on the Levitard show is that you won't show your belly button on camera. Is that because you think it will embarrass you? You think your belly button is embarrassing? That's like Fox News feeling insecure about the interior design. Chris Cody looks like if ketamine was a person. And now to close out, Chris,
thank you.
My last thing. Get some sleep. The circles under your eyes are so dark. Dan wants to do a 15-minute audience alienating monologue about them.
Panthers did that to him.
All right, that has been my portion. But Chris, I'll say this. Thank you, Chris. You are part of the reason why I've been on the Levitard show. So you were part of the reason why I got brought in. So thank you for that. It was nice to be on a show. Where I don't know if you guys saw this, but I pulled the mystery helmet and I pulled the Wizard of Oz helmet. That happened.
Unbelievable.
That was legit. All right. So now the next person.
Please let it be my wife. This is my wife's nightmare speaking, like in like where people are listening to her. So can my wife go next?
Her worst nightmare is people speaking while they're listening to her.
Her speaking. Her having to speak.
Is that why she married you? She knew you would never listen to her? Jesus Christ. All right. Oh, and there she is. There she is.
All smiles.
nice to meet you.
Forced smile right now.
She's actually not happy with me right now because I kept her up super late last night with like we were being loud, me and a friend watching the end of the Panthers game. She's genuinely not happy with me right now.
Very, very upset, actually.
What are the odds we would have checked in and she was happy with you at any point in your marriage?
Good point.
I mean, to be fair, you missed a whole 3 minutes where I just kept saying how hot you are and how I'm so confused why you're married to Chris.
You're not the only one.
Whoa!
Wow.
All right. The next person up on the roast of Chris Cody. I had to Google this guy, and even after that, Google just said, huh? ladies and gentlemen, please give it up for Colin McIntosh, everybody.
Start the clock. Start the clock, everyone. Start the clock.
It'll take a while.
Hey, Big Brad, you probably know me as the guy who DMs you incessantly from Sheets and Giggles begging you to promote us for free on Twitter. So that's
thank you.
Yeah. That's where you know me from. So
okay.
So you know, you guys know that Chris Cody famously did an ad for Sheets and Giggles that went super well, with no problems whatsoever. So I wrote my own ad for Chris, a little, you know, little something just to kind of, you know, get him pumped up for the rest of the roast, to really, so everyone could just know what a great brand rep he's been for us. And so other CEOs can know
rep
about Chris. So, Chris Cody. Folks, it's Colin here, CEO of Sheets and Giggles. And I'm here today to talk to you about Chris Cody. Simply put, Chris Cody is a game changer. Now, normally, I don't care about who reps my brand, but Chris Cody has shown me that, you know, I really should start caring. He's cool, he's supportive, and much like our sheets, very soft to the touch. And eventually, after 10 or 20 tries, I promise you, you'll have seconds of useful audio. So to my fellow CEOs, if you're looking for the perfect brand rep, I'm contractually obligated to recommend Chris Cody. And during the month of May, you can get Chris for 20% off his normal rate.
Oh.
And he and his father are pretty damn cheap to begin with. Chris Cody. Jody.
All right. Chris.
Wow.
You can appreciate that was short and sweet. Well,
short and sweet and terrible. I was trying to really match the tone for right. All this advertising.
Short, sweet, and terrible is how my wife would describe me. I roast myself. All right, and now in a perfect shit sandwich with a good piece of bread, some shit, and now another good piece of bread. Ladies and gentlemen, our next person coming to the dais. She's from Chicago. She loves those lovable losers, which means that's right. She's friends with the entire shipping container. Makes sense. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the commish, Sarah Spain.
Yeah. Oh, I wish I had more time to do an official roast like Brad just did, because I got a lot to get off my chest. Uh-oh. And it would take a while, because as we mentioned, there's a lot of room there. I'll just start by saying this is probably the only Zoom Brad's ever been on where if someone says, I'm the leprechaun, they don't look at his box first. I'm just impressed that this is such a shitty bunch of people that somehow Chris, being the best athlete, still gets injured in his sleep. That really says a lot about everybody else on the show. Also, I love that Dan lost millions of dollars and tells us that all the time because of Chris Cody, so that he could be a fucking journalist who loses his shit cheering in the press box. Congratulations on living up to every expectation Dan has ever had for you, as he put his entire career and the careers of hundreds of other people on the line because you couldn't not get fired from ESPN.
Laid off.
Congratulations on owning a professional sports team, she said with the world's biggest quotation marks. I can't remember where I first heard that someone from the Levitard crew was going to become owner of a professional sports team, but I think at least that person's team, when it has impressively terrible scandals, they get covered on the news. Oh, I don't think anyone wow. cares about your high lie, whereas my franchise and my league are still in the news for just how impressively terrible things are at the coaching level. Congratulations to me for that investment. I just want to ask you what it's going to feel like eventually when no one remembers who Matt Latos is and now you have literally nothing else to say about yourself. It's coming soon.
Talks about me now. He's like, Chris got a hit off.
Don't worry. You can always, you could still say you got hit by Ray Romano's tee shot. You'll take that one to the grave. Last one is just, you know, I know you worked at your mom's law office. You worked for your dad's podcast. If this career doesn't work out, are you going to find another family? I don't have three parents, but for your sake, you better find another one or it's all over after this.
My wife's family. Yeah.
The way she's looking right now, I don't think there's a good shot that anyone's going to be giving you any employment from that family.
Brad, you know his wife had a twin sister?
Oh.
Just making sure everybody knew that.
Yeah, so, I'm an identical twin.
And every once in a while, she swaps in the other one, but she can't keep f***ing Chris.
Baby.
We love Fats and Info. We love your Dr. Phil, your Charles Barkley, and that's literally all the things I can think of that you've ever done well. Oh. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you, Title IX. I mean, Sarah.
Hey, Brad, can I jump in here? I know you got an agenda and everything else. You've got an order, but sure. I still work for that other network, and I got to go do some things.
Yeah, he's got backs and buys. And
oh. So,
got backs and buys today.
Make him go last.
I also Freezing. Wasn't sure this was a roaster, that I would have to put anything, so I just kind of put together anything. So I just want to say happy birthday to Chris.
Thank you.
I mean, look, I wouldn't want to put together your resume for you. I mean, when your greatest skills are basically laughing, you got a nice laugh. you hate showing your belly button, which I guess is a skill. We also took that one picture on the boat where you have really aggressive nipples because like under that shirt was just like some, it looked like a toy soldier popping out of your shirt. And so I guess it's not just the belly that you don't want seen, but you know,
honey,
one of these
tell
days.
Them about my nipples, honey.
I don't think there's anything wrong with them.
Thank what? You.
Okay. Oh, you also married him. Compliment. So,
yes,
your
I did choose to marry him. So, yeah. Yeah.
I think her review of your nipples were technically there's not anything wrong with them, which is hardly
medically,
hardly
they
growing.
Are okay. We've checked a few times.
Good there. Yeah.
If you do move on to another job, I just recommend learning to read first. All right. Oh.
Please.
But a happy birthday, Chris. Good luck with whatever nepotistic, is that a word, goal you have next.
Thank you, Izzy.
Thank you, Izzy. Got it.
See you guys.
Good luck with
Sarah.
That apple.
Bye, Brad.
Yeah. Go earn money. Something that the rest of us are not doing on this Saturday.
Is this almost Friday. Over?
Hey, hey, that's not true, Brad. We're paying very little to finance this entire show.
Sounds accurate. All right. As if we didn't need something else to bring the show to a grinding halt, here comes our next roaster, Billy Gill, everybody.
That's supposed to mean. I didn't know this was a roast, so I wasn't prepared. Brad, it's nice to meet you in person, I guess, not in person, on Zoom. How did you possibly find a camera that looks up at you?
Oh.
Oh, it's the worst angle of anyone we have on Zoom today. It's on.
I'm in an Aloft hotel in yes. Raleigh, North Carolina. Oh, that's where
oh
I
God. Love it.
Oh, so you're at the Prentice game then.
Yeah.
Living the dream.
Colin, I'm glad that you're here. It seems like we can't get rid of you when you're not sponsoring the show. You're the only person on earth that supports more Cody's than Erlene.
Look at this guy.
Speaking of Erlene, congratulations on successfully removing all of your family members from your employment and foisting them on others and having them support them for you. Smartest person on the Zoom.
There's still one hanging around.
Well, boy. Don't tell Colin, because he'll be more than willing to pay him to do something.
Whatever you need, John.
Christy, it's nice to see you. That's all.
Thanks, Billy. Nice to see you, too.
Nice to see you. Chris?
Yeah, what's up?
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to call you like a Swiss Army knife because you have all these tools, but like, you're more like a spork, I think, you know? Like, you're not very intimidating. You're not like the first choice, as Christy right. can attest to, but you're useful.
Yes.
You know?
Thank you.
If you need to be like a spoon, you're a spoon. If you need to be a fork, you're a fork. You're always very positive and not the most positive environment all the time. People are happy to see you, realize that, you know, you're there for them when you
I
need them.
I love that. I'll be a spork. Yeah.
I feel like a spork is really just a redundancy of things you already have, which also makes sense for where he fits in the ship.
Yeah.
So unnecessary.
The nicest thing anyone said today, so I'll take this.
Well, anyways, just happy birthday. That's it. I didn't know that we were roasting.
Good job, Billy.
Hi, Sarah.
Billy Gill kept it under 5 minutes, which a lot of people lost money on DraftKings for that bit.
Well, I didn't want to go after Sarah because she's mean to me, so I don't want to give her any reason to be. So far, I haven't been the target of her rage, so I'm just going to
just waiting, lying in wait.
Love that. And then, as if we need any more examples of how not talented the shipping container is, the next person coming up will be the opposite of Billy Gill and might say maybe three words. Something like, wow, maybe something like that. You know, you might play the hits. Ladies and gentlemen, please give it up for a very happy, very tired after that hockey game, Roy Bellamy, everybody.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm going to say more than three words here. I'm actually going to say five. Man, if only the listeners knew that you weren't actually pretending to be a buffoon on the air. Seeing you in that EP chair yesterday pissed me off so much. How the hell do you think that you are a leader of the show, of a show, of any kind? I've been working in this industry for 18 years. How the hell did you usurp me? How?
Two Americans.
Oh,
that's right.
Different roles. You're
maybe
technical.
Even three.
You're technical. You're more important.
Kiss my ass talking about it. Oh, get out of here with that, man. I'm offended. Like, good Lord. You are one damn blow up from doing something that would scare us all. Driving back to the Clevelander.
Yeah.
Because that's when we know that you want to end your life, going back to the Clevelander. But seriously, happy birthday, young man.
Thank
and
you.
I say boy. Young man because eventually you're going to look like your pops. And that's when we know that you're going to end up driving back to the Clevelander and calling it a life. Happy birthday.
Oh, this got real dark. This got real dark, and that's not a race joke, Roy.
Yeah, careful.
Nobody's gone after my dad in this. What's happening? I don't like this.
Let's keep it that way.
For some odd reason, Yeti just texted me and said, after Roy, we're going to break. Is there going to be a commercial? What's happening?
God, how long are we going?
What company would that commercial even be for?
I just wanted to mention that I am still getting paid by the hour from somebody.
Wow. Right. Colin.
There will be no sheets and giggles left after we pay Erling's rate. This is madness.
Yeah, I can't afford that type of talent.
Nope.
Colin McIntosh, would you like to pay us so you can do an ad read yourself?
That'd be kind of hilarious. Although I'm worried I'm going to find out just how hard it is to do an ad read for that company.
It's not if you've had Chris do it.
That's true. I guess I can't really do any worse. So this episode of the Greg Cody Show with Greg Cody is brought to you by Sheets and Giggles. Sheets and Giggles makes incredibly cooling, temperature regulating eucalyptus sheets, pillows, and mattresses. You can get your own set today by going to sheetsgiggles.com/Greg and get 20% off with code Chris. That's code Chris for 20% off at sheetsgiggles.com/Greg.
You want to spell that code out there, Colin?
That's FUCK
Whoa.
You'll figure it out. It'll be on the landing page.
Christy would rather pay full price.
Ethan giggles. Not incredibly proud to sponsor the show, but, you know, proud enough.
Well done.
Yeah, thank good you. Job, Colin.
Well done. Already better than Chris. Fantastic.
It has to be over soon.
No, it's not. It has to be over soon. Something tells me Christy has said that many times.
Speaking of Christy.
Stop laughing.
All right. Next person on the dais is the person essentially, other than Colin, who has financed the entire Cody family for all of their lives. This next person is the only pussy that Chris ever tore up.
Jesus Christ. Didn't even do that, I don't think.
Okay. All right. So ladies and gentlemen, let's give it up for the wonderfully talented, probably the only person with a college degree in the Cody family, Erling Cody, everybody.
How did you know? Anyway, but
my mom's in a submarine. She's in a submarine, by the way.
Stop interrupting your mother, Chris.
That's rude.
Really, there's absolutely no respect there. So that's why I decided to throw, you know, whatever to the wind. I guess it wouldn't be right for me not to have something to say to honor my firstborn baby. Any regular listener and all of you certainly know that he doesn't have a problem sharing personal family information. And he'll go far as to completely exaggerate facts and make us all seem either just totally dysfunctional or weird or something much worse than that. So I, on the other hand, obviously would not want to ever have to share in a roast setting like this personal information. I mean, I wouldn't want you all to know some of the stuff that I had to deal with and his father's had to deal with over these 35 plus years.
Oh, boy.
And, you know, I wouldn't do that, right? I wouldn't do that.
Please don't. Please don't. Right.
For example, if I were to share with all of you that from the age of, you know, 6 months, he slept with a little Winnie the Pooh. And then yet he felt like Winnie the Pooh was his best friend and he would carry him with him to, like, maybe he was 12. I'm not positive.
Oh my God. But
I do know that when we used to go to Disney World, we would think, oh my God, Chris, Christopher, there's Winnie the Pooh. And he would just burst into tears and we would have to get him quickly away from Winnie because he was sure he was going to kill him. So then we would go back and suddenly Winnie would shrink and he'd be in the crib with him and he couldn't wait. And this was still when he was 12 when he was in the crib. But anyway, so then we move on and we think, okay, he's going to outgrow this. So then we go and he has a little brother who's 4 years younger than him, but somehow he can't stop crying when he's on Santa's lap and his brother's looking at him from the from 1 year on, looking at him like, what the hell is wrong with this guy? And he's been saying that to himself ever since. But he would cry and cry when Santa's lap, and his brother was apparently a little tougher than him. I'm not saying that he's sensitive, but that's all you need to know about that. But it would not be right for me also to share like what happened beyond those years, right? Because luckily, you know, he got past those fears. He advanced on to different levels where he would just did dumb stuff, right? He just did really, really dumb stuff. But I wouldn't want any of you all to know that because, you know, the listeners all think that he's like this super cool guy that's just fun-loving.
No, not at all.
No, they don't. I see their comments on social media. Yeah. They don't.
I'm saying to all of you, I realize that none of that's true. But I thought that maybe in the past because I'm his mommy. But it would... Let me just give you an example of things I wouldn't want to share and have the whole world know because we're just among friends here. Apparently he thought when he was in high school that, you know, you could just do whatever you felt like. Like the one time he like shot a paintball gun right into someone's house.
He still thinks that.
Yeah. He thought that shooting a paintball gun was the thing to do. Like if you didn't like somebody that he would just drive. There'd be no consequence of that, right?
It was friends. It was a paintball war amongst friends.
Still defending it.
Okay. How about the time that when he was in high school that he decided that this nemesis of his needed to be have the fear of God put into him by trying to run him over in a school parking lot.
There was video of that. It was like the slightest of swerve. He was like 50 feet away from me.
And murderer. And the good news is that the school resource officer happened to be the father of another baseball team member. So things like were like shoved under the rug. Let's put it that way. But then
a lifetime of enabling.
You have no idea, Sarah. It's hell.
I was suspended for a preseason game.
For attempted murder.
It wasn't close. It was not like
any two Americas, Roy.
You know, personally,
I gotta pay this guy.
He left again.
Some of us have kids where we, you know, like have the quarter, you know, the gold quarter round for like honor student, you know. We didn't have to worry about that stuff in our house. So instead, our best moment of remembering once he turned 16 was after his father, unbeknownst to me, the only time I didn't enable. And he bought him a brand new car, and Christopher thought it was a really good idea to go put diesel fuel in it.
No! No!
By the way, it feels actually more right for us to be talking shit without him here, because that's what's usually happening.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, he's back.
But the good news is that the diesel fuel did not total the car. We just had to pay like the cost of like a third of the cost of the car to make it run again. Oh. And he was so proud of himself, because apparently it's really hard to get that diesel nozzle into the regular car.
I had to stand there. I was like, why do I have to stand here for this one?
Oh, you had to stand here and do nothing? Like you've never done that before?
Yeah. So those are fun times. Those are fun times. I'm glad that everyone here recognizes that if it wasn't for me, then they would all be homeless. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
But fast forward, and there is great hope that my son may really have become an adult. Now he just is annoying, right? He just does annoying, incredibly annoying things that literally, like, how about the fact that he's never returned a text in his life? Okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's true. Can I have an amen from all of you on that? Right. I mean, seriously.
Kettle. I mean, geez.
Oh yeah. Right.
Your dad resorts to texting me now. He doesn't even text you.
That's correct.
It took a month to get you to commit to tell me when you were going to record for your birthday. A month before you responded.
I just thought that he didn't respond to me because I was like the weird advertiser who texted him. Like,
he doesn't respond to me.
Colin, you and I have a lot in common. You're the guy that gives him money, as do I, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Which I'm trying to work on a solution. So then I was thinking about it. And I'm like, you know what the solution would be is maybe I finally, at the age of 36, should stop paying his goddamn phone bill.
That's not true.
Yeah, you gotta stop doing that.
Partially pay, and the sun pass too.
The sun pass as well.
I mean, I guess at the end of a roast, you're supposed to say nice stuff about somebody. So I will say that his father and I are, you know, pretty damn proud of him, because, you know, he went a couple of years not making any money and volunteering and being an unpaid intern. And that would be really great if he was also homeless at the same time and had no other source of income. But he had me as a source of income, so it worked out for him.
This was the nice part. I thought this was the nice part.
Scraping the bottom of the barrel.
But anyway, the bottom line is he did work really hard. And it turned out he emerged as actually in a belonging exactly where he is. And he's doing, he's a great dad and occasionally a decent husband. And he's working on that one. He's still working on that one, though. But if he would just once in a while just return a text, we'd all love him so much more. But anyway, he's a good kid. He's a good kid. And the last time I saw him cry was basically when he saw Santa. So he's doing good.
Chris, you're allowed to cry. You can let it out.
Thank you, mom.
Thank everybody.
I want to thank my mom for only giving like 6 through 10 on like the worst shit I've done. So thank you.
Right.
For
also good time.
Chris, I'm glad to see you traded in your Pooh Bear for Brad Williams.
Hey. I thought it was better not to get into the drug charges.
Charges.
That's not surprising.
Charges.
Drug charges, sponsored by Sheets and Giggles.
It was a little weed charge, like when I was 17. Relax, people.
We're based in Colorado. It's fine, Chris. We'll let that one slide.
Erlene, don't worry. You will no longer have to pay his phone bill. Colin, you're up next for that. Okay. Now we're going to...
We got to let people leave soon. This is going on way too long.
No, we're not.
Great.
No, we got nothing to do. We're fine. This is great.
Everybody here wants to leave.
Yeah. Some people have things to do, but we would prefer to make fun of Chris.
Everybody in this Zoom individually wants to leave.
We have priorities.
All right. The next segments of this show might actually be good because they're pre-recorded, so they can't go too long. Yeti, hopefully this works. Now, coming up next is someone else who has a lot in common with all of you and that I've never heard of you. Please give it up for Alex Benson.
Okay.
Oh, no.
We are here at the Chris Cody roast for his birthday. Good to see everybody. A lot of funny roasters out there. I am Alex Benson. I've known Chris for a long time, one of his oldest best friends. So when I got the call, the nod to write down a few roasts for him, I was chomping at the bit. So let's get right into it. One of the things a lot of people don't know that when Chris got one of his very first cars, and this is a true story, he went to the gas station to fill up his car, and he accidentally filled up his car with diesel gas.
What?
Which makes sense because his wife tells me all the time that he doesn't know how to pump. Last time I saw a ginger ale, Chris was puking at Epcot. Yeah, he was puking all over the place.
Man.
But seriously.
Oh, I get it. An ailing ginger.
Speaking of gingers, the only person I've seen that has less of a soul than Chris are the shoes of a homeless person. But as one of Chris's best friends, he's terrible on the phone and making plans. And the only thing flakier than Chris is a Head and Shoulders commercial.
You could have gone with his own hair. His own hair would have been the joke.
Yeah. I could burn Chris all day, but it's nothing that the sun hasn't already taken care of, really, as we all know. But seriously, Chris is my dearest friend. I've never met a person that is more self-aware than himself. He is constantly thinking of others and putting other people before him. And I'm proud to call him one of my best friends in the world. I love you, Chris. Happy birthday. And you know, hopefully I did good and I represented well for you, bud.
No, you did not.
All right. Chris Cody, we can no longer call you the worst producer on this show.
It makes so much sense that that's your best friend.
Yeti.
It really does.
Right. Well, now we have one more pre-recorded segment that no doubt does not exist. ladies and gentlemen, get ready for awkward silence as I introduce Stugatz.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Oh, Lord.
Thank you, Stugatz. Carry on.
Right.
Stugatz.
Of course.
Staying,
nailed it.
Staying in character did not do the job. Okay. This is my shocked face. Okay. Moving on to someone, and it's really good that you're following this, Christy, because it's very easy to follow silence. You do it all the time after sex with Chris. Chris, did you marry Christy just so you could essentially scream your own name in bed? Is that what happened? Chris and Christy are doing what they normally do in their marriage, and that's be in separate rooms. So, ladies and gentlemen, please give it up for the lovely, the talented, the apparently extremely charitable, because she married this guy. Give it up for Christy Cody, everybody.
Thank you. Good.
Public speaking.
I hate this. This is my worst nightmare. And I think it's a testament to how much I love you for showing up and doing this, even though you are so on my bad side right now after last night.
I have absolutely nothing prepared because I was not expecting this.
Did Greg not tell you this was a roast?
No, your dad texted me and was like, oh, would appreciate it if you could jump on a Zoom call with me and Yeti at 10:30 on Friday. And then there's all these people. And I'm like, okay, this will be a quick 15-minute thing. I'm in an open office right now. So, you know.
Great.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Great. Really need to watch my language here. See what I say. You know, I do have a couple.
You could just say you love me.
I already said I love you. I said me showing up is a testament of how much I love you.
Yeah, listen to your wife for once.
He doesn't listen. Yeah. He doesn't listen. He doesn't answer phone calls. He doesn't answer text messages. And Alex is wrong because he's the person you talk to most. And you ignore him. That just shows how much you ignore everyone else in your life when you talk to Alex the most.
Personal. It's not personal. That's what I said.
Mm-hmm. But
David Sampson over here.
But I'm not going to say anything terribly mean because I just do that to you all the time to your face. So happy birthday and I love you and don't piss me off anymore today because I'm very tired.
Yeah. Game tonight at 6 or 8. Sorry. Yep. It's gonna end
up. No. Leave the house for that one.
This asshole showed up at 2 o'clock in the morning with his friend and woke me up at home. So
we were watching the Panthers game. The game went till 2 a.m.
Me and your daughter were sleeping.
And you have a wife and child, so watch that shit somewhere else.
You have a child.
Yeah, you have a child.
I love how that's the excuse. I got home drunk because there was a sporting event.
The bar closed and I needed to finish watching the Panthers game at home with two people sleeping.
When Kachuk scores a game winner at 2 a.m., you got outburst.
No, you tell Joey to shut up.
Joey.
Wow.
Joey.
Team Christy right here. Team Christy.
I love you and happy birthday.
Yeah. I love you.
Anyone else think it explains a lot that she hates public speaking and that might be the only way she thinks Chris is maybe good at his job?
All right. And thank you, Christy. Sorry to spring an entire roast with an audience on you. Great.
Not expecting this whatsoever.
Not work. Right. After Stu Gotts, we have one more person who may or may not be here. Ladies and gentlemen, let's go to Michael.
Oh, God.
Is Michael here?
His submarine got lost off the coast of the Sea of Cortez.
Yes, thank God.
Lucky.
Wow.
Okay. All right. This shows you, Chris, that all the people who love you the most are not showing up for your roast and your birthday.
I mean, look, he's got a lot of people here. His wife, his coworkers, his advertisers, really the most important people in Chris's life.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
All right. Here's one more surprise guest that probably isn't here. ladies and gentlemen, if he's still alive, Uncle Dick Cody. God. Is he here?
Greg, I'll let you explain that one.
No, my brother, I mentioned that he could drop into this, and he has no idea what Zoom is. He barely knows how to use a phone. He's in Melbourne somewhere.
What are we doing? That's,
I love this.
Florida or Australia, I have no idea. So
could we not have messaged Brad, hey, we don't have Uncle Dick. We don't have Michael.
No. The point is to show that nobody cares, Chris, nobody wanted to give their time to you.
This was intentional.
Right. Okay. Not even Uncle Dick gives a shit. Well, how about that?
It's the best roast I could come up with, Chris.
Yeah.
This is great.
They always say finish strong. So, okay. We're doing that well. And now, because we are going to finish strong, we are going to have the one person on this list of people who is actually here. And he's only here because it's providing content for his own podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for him while he's still around because we don't know day to day. Make some noise for the host of the Greg Cody Show featuring Greg Cody.
The only man so miserable that Brad considers it punching down to make any jokes about him today. Oh,
that's right. Thank you. Brad, thanks for being here. I really appreciate it. And thanks to everybody else. I have talked so little on this podcast.
You love it.
It's beautiful. It's like having the week off. People accuse me of talking really, really slow. So I want to thank Alex Benson for making it seem like I'm on amphetamines right now. You know, I have so many memories of Christopher. One of them is him doing cartwheels on a T-ball field. And that was just last week. He's coaching his daughter, and she's like, "Dad, what are you doing?" Christopher's one of the few people I know who can embarrass a 5-year-old, so he's working on that. In high school, after he graduated, he was named the head coach of the JV team, and that was quite fun. Being around him as he showed up for practice, I think he might have carpooled with Cheech and Chong. He thought that that nobody could smell the scent of marijuana as he was walking to his JV team to give them a pep talk.
That is so reckless. We would smoke after practice. Like,
well, we won't.
You should probably left out the kids on the team.
Yeah. they were my friends. I was a year older than them.
Yeah. Where are they, Chris? Do you see them here today?
No. Chris says friends. The rest of us call them, you know, dealer, whatever.
No, Christopher is a good kid. He is, he's attempting to go through his entire life without actually having a real job. And so far, he's done very well. You know, he's time clock. What's that? He doesn't know how to a real job. What is that? As Christy will tell you, Christopher's idea of work is just, you know, cheering in press boxes and you know, everything is content. And it's kind of crazy. But, he's perfecting nepotism. I will give him that. I would say that is the one thing that he has really nailed. And so, you know what? More power to you. And I'm out of material here. I'm not a professional like Brad Williams.
The closer came in and blew the save.
How are you? I don't do this for a living or anything.
You're the only one that knew this was happening.
Well, I did. I knew this was a roast, and I still didn't have enough material. But that's why we paid Brad Williams big bucks to be here today. And Brad, we really want to thank you. The check from Sheets and Giggles is in the mail.
It was little bucks, to be fair.
Because Sheets and Giggles only has to give me a dog-sized bed, and I will fit in it. So I'm totally fine with that.
Very efficient.
Greg, never before have I ever wished for a hard network out more than you talking right there.
That's fair.
But... this has been great. Chris, now you know exactly what people think about you, good or bad. And I'm glad you guys were all able to clear your schedules on a Friday morning. I'm still surprised that Billy Gill had more material than Greg Cody after learning about this 30 seconds before. Amazing. But thank you guys for coming. Now we all got lives to get to, except for Chris, because his only life is sucking off the teat of his family members.
Come on, he's got to go get paved.
Yeah, that's right. Go pay for your freaking driveway. Chris, do you want to get the last word on your own roast, your own birthday roast?
I am not going to roast anybody, mainly because I also didn't know this was happening. So I love everybody here. I appreciate this. This was great. And all fair. I can't really push back on really anything other than, you know, it's not a shriveled candy. It's, you know, anyways. But, I love it. Yeah, go ahead. That's it. I love everybody here. Thank you for coming. It's my birthday. I love my wife the most. I'm sorry for waking you last night. And
Chris, hopefully your podcast is also sponsored by 1-800-Flowers, because you will definitely need some of those very soon.
Oh, yeah.
This was a lot of fun, and in the words of Roy Bellamy, God damn. Okay, so well done, everybody. Good job.
Happy birthday, Chris.
Happy birthday.
Everybody, thank you for joining.
Yeah, Roy hit it.
I can't believe we sponsored this.
Okay, goodbye.
Thanks all.
Thank you, everybody. That was really cool. I mean, the funny thing is of those lines, there was really only one line in there that really like cut me. That I was like, wow, is this a problem I have? Like, cause like, you know, the fat stuff, the redhead, the freckles, like that's low hanging fruit. Like, you know, that's easy. It was Brad Williams talking about the bags under my eyes. That was the one where I was like, is everyone think that? Like, is that like a thing? And I was like, that's the one where I'm like, I need to be better. I need to not have bags under my, I need to sleep more. That was like the only line in that whole thing that I was like, ooh.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That's funny that that's the one that got you. But no, Chris, happy birthday, man.
Thank you, man.
You've been so good to me.
And Yeti, I can just assume, knowing my dad's, you know, resume on this, you did all of that. So thank you very much.
No, idea mine, yes. And I did some of the inviting, but Greg did reach out to a bunch of the people there too. And so thank you, Greg. Even though he failed to tell them the purpose of the meeting, he failed to tell them it was a roast.
Who did my dad guest book besides my mom and my wife?
Stugatz, Michael, and Uncle Dick.
Yeah. I reached out to Michael and he didn't even get back to me. So that's how that went. But yeah, thanks. Yeti did all the heavy lifting on this. Really appreciate that. And Christopher, this was all in love. And Brad Williams, by the way, he is so good. Check out wherever he's performing live and see if you can see him, because he's terrific. And
he made it feel like a real roast.
Yeah. I'm so honored that a professional stand-up comic who's really, really good agreed to host this thing. That was great. Appreciate everything.
No, I was thrilled that we started this about 2 months ago, which is a testament to how bad I am at planning, considering this 2 months ago.
I mean, great, though. Like, that's good prep by you, Yeti.
But Brad, Brad, thank you so much for being our master roaster. Everyone, go to bradwilliamscomedy.com so you can find out how to support the guy who did such a good job supporting today's show. bradwilliamscomedy.com. Find out when he's coming to a city near you and go check him out. Thanks for everyone for joining and making this happen. I'm just really happy that it all worked. Chris, you're great, man. I love you. I love working with you and with Greg, and you're so good. I mean, you're sending me to a Mariners game tonight. Thank you. On your birthday, you gave me a gift.
You deserve it.
That's cool. That means a lot to me. So thank you.
I appreciate you, Yeti. I appreciate you, Dad. It does feel this time, like when you have your birthday, you kind of just assess and, you know, look at where you are. And I couldn't be happier doing this with you guys. It's a genuine joy, and I love you both. Thank you for this.
Happy birthday, Christopher. Happy birthday.
Everybody, once again, sheetsgiggles.com/Greg, up to $800 off on a mattress.
What's the promo code? What's the promo code?
The promo code is Chris. It might still be nice hat. I don't know. Either way, you can get up to $800 off a mattress. Plus, if you use our promo code, you get an additional 20% off.
Yes.
On top of any of their mattress deals. That's incredible. Sheetsgiggles.com/Greg. Also, shop.thegregcodyshow.com.
Get you a nice hat.
Yes, get you a nice hat. Literally, nice hat. Now in the store. Go.
Nice hat.
Greg, close us out.
Nice hat. Anyway, happy birthday, Christopher. Love you.
You can even get a nice hat shirt inexplicably.
Wow. How about that makes no sense.
Nice hat shirt.
Should say nice shirt. That's right.
That kind of thing.